A community theater on the South Shore is reeling after discovering that money has gone missing along with the theater's director. But as WBUR's Quincy Walters reports, this is not the first time that this has happened to companies working with director Richard Bento.
People will tell you Richard Bento is a good actor, both on and off the stage. And many in New England's community theater scene say that's probably why he's so good at deceiving people and taking their money. Bento, who heads South Shore Theater Works, is also charismatic.
And you're about to find out the exclusive of exactly what shows we'll be doing next summer for our youth productions. They have chosen Aristocats.
But many times Bento did not purchase the rights to perform shows, like the youth productions, which were supposed to happen this month, all while charging kid thespians $150 to perform. Last summer, Bento went on public access television to promote Carrie the Musical, saying the cost of purchasing rights is worth it.
There's always rights and royalties, but you have to think about, or at least what we think about at SSTW, is the what impact are we having, not just on our audiences, but also with our performers.
Bento was fined for performing Carrie the Musical without rights. A spokesperson for Concord Theatricals, the company that licenses Carrie, tells WBUR, quote, Richard Bento has mounted a number of unauthorized productions in 2018 and 2019. Once this was brought to light on Facebook in July by a former theater tech, Bento disappeared, deactivated his Facebook, hung up on WBUR, and ignored our messages. Bento did email parents apologizing, saying he did not intend for anyone to get hurt. But this isn't new. According to interviews and records, Bento has gone to various community theaters, become a trusted leader charged with handling finances, takes money, vanishes, and then the cycle continues again somewhere else.
He's like the Jesse James of community theater.
Sue Netter runs the Footlights Repertory Company in Swansea. She first met Bento when he played the role of Judas in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar back in 2011. Later that year, he went on to direct a show for Footlights, and Netter tasked him with paying the set builder. Netter says Bento never paid the set builder. She says she fired him, but not before Netter says Bento took advantage of her kindness.
If it wasn't that he was dying from throat cancer, it was that he needed a few dollars to tide him over, and could I help him out? Let's just say he's into me for thousands of dollars, okay?
A Massachusetts judge ordered that Bento pay Netter nearly $3,000. She says she's lucky she didn't let him near her theater company's bank account, but others weren't so fortunate. In 2012, Bento became the artistic director for the Bristol Theater Company in Rhode Island. Marie Knapman runs the theater and says 2 years later, Bento had siphoned nearly $15,000 from her theater company.
And then we ended up being able to get pictures from the drive-thru at the banks that showed him, you know, cashing the checks that were supposed to go to places. He was arrested and charges were brought against him. And ultimately he was found guilty and ordered to pay restitution to us.
Court documents show Bento has paid about half of what he owes. But Knapman says after last year, he stopped paying. And now there's an open warrant for his arrest. After leaving Rhode Island, Bento started his own community theater here in Massachusetts, South Shore Theater Works. Jennifer Kuzmeskis was the company treasurer up until she asked Bento about money from a fundraiser that was never deposited.
I spent many hours on the phone with the bank, trying to find out where that money had went, if it had been deposited in the wrong account, or what had happened. So when I had a lot of questions about that, he promptly removed me as treasurer.
The entire board of directors for South Shore Theater Works has resigned and are preparing a report for the state's attorney general. Sue Netter says she has a good idea of what Bento will do next.
So here's what's going to happen, okay? He's going to scrape up whatever dollars he has stuck in his pocket from unwitting parents, and he's going to hit the bricks, and he's going to go AWOL, and he's going to resurface in another town, because this has been the pattern right along.
But the hope is the pattern doesn't repeat. We went to an address listed for Bento in Swansea, and his dad was there, and says his son is in the hospital, as someone peeped through the blinds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.